What it do, baby? We've at it again. Season 3. Me and my boy Ray, Big Dog Talk.
Let's do it. We're here. Let's do it, man. We got actually a lot to talk about. It was a short off season, but it was a crazy off season. I don't know if we've talked since Russ came. I don't know if we've talked since things started shaking up, but we know that it's a totally different NBA. And let's talk about it, Lamar. Go ahead. Unpack it.
We are unpacking it right now. You see it. Gang, gang, Lakers, baby. We getting that 18 championship. You know how we get down. But we starting right now with the Nets.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Kyrie, my dog, Kyrie Bryant. Oof. So, obviously, we know he's not going to be with them for the unseeable future.
Yeah.
But looking ahead with the roster that they have, James Harden now will go to 25 and 10 a game. KD could possibly MVP.
Yeah.
Patty Mills might be sixth man.
Patty Mills is nice.
Where do you see them going from here on? And will Steve Nash help facilitate that?
Okay, so Steve Nash doesn't help. Where do I see them going from here on? Not far. We still have the Bucks. You know what I mean? The thing that pushed them over the edge was Kyrie Irving. And so unless you make the trade, get Ben Simmons later in the year or something like that, I don't see this. You still got Blake Griffin. You still got Patty Mills. I don't see it going far. I mean, because Harden still fizzles out in the playoffs.
Lost Jeff Green.
Lost Spencer Dinwiddie. I mean, you let people walk that if Kyrie was going to play this like this, you shouldn't have let those dudes walk that walked. And so that's kind of where I'm like, your roster's depleted. You got Paul Millsap. You're still trying to play that small ball. Don't have a big. And that's not good. And that's not going to be good for you come the playoffs. So I'm not confident in their team structure and their team build. I actually do have a hot take about how awful the Warriors management are, and they should be kicking themselves off the LaMelo and all that stuff. Like, they're just awful. They waived Avery Bradley. That's just my only hot, like, what are you doing? And so with that, though, segue back to the Nets. Their roster is a shell, and it's nice. You got some three-point shooting, but they got no defense, no big man. Nothing. So I don't really see them going far in the playoffs. I'm sorry. Unless you make that three again and your foot's not on the line.
Okay. Interesting. So I'm going to go. Nets going to be a top three in the East. I like KD possibly being MVP outside of Giannis.
Okay.
I expect James to get back into his bag, the big egg.
I say more than 25 and 10. Yeah, he's going to try.
Okay, we'll go 28. He's got to score more. Last year, he took a little backseat. Injuries, hamstring. He says he's healthy. So I'm going to go. They got to get out that 7 seconds or less, that whole D'Antoni system. That's no good because they play no defense. And if they played a lick of defense in the playoffs last year,
they have nobody to play defense.
Exactly. This small ball, I'm going to go back again and say D'Antoni, because Steve Nash, even though he is the face of the coaching, he's stealing or living in his old prime of the Suns.
Of course. Yeah. Okay?
Losing all big men. Paul Millsap is 97 years old.
Yeah, he's not even a good four.
So no, he's not even a good four. He's a good backup.
And they're playing all their fours like fives.
Like five.
They're not playing AD at the five.
Correct.
If AD doesn't want to play a five and Tim Duncan for 80% of his career didn't want to play the five, there's a reason. They don't have a big man. And DeAndre Jordan, if he's not your guy, cool. Chalk it up to no DeAndre Jordan. Why did you not sign Drummond then? Why is he backing up? You better sign. You better trade him for Kyrie and Ben Simmons. And call it a day.
Yep. But I got them actually doing pretty well this year. I think they'll do good in the playoffs. I think they'll do excellent. I got them again playing the Bucks, but right now for regular season, I see them starting off shaky, but I see them hitting the ground running and potentially being the number one in the East.
I don't see them being number one in the East. I see them maybe being three, maybe four. Because I think we're still talking about two old.
Three or four.
Yeah, we're talking about two old superstars in MVP.
Wow.
Kyrie was the one that was taking you, dragging you. But these guys have a lot of miles on their legs. And so I don't. Yeah. KD.
How disrespectful.
KD and Harden.
KD, the best player in the game right now.
Yeah, off an Achilles. Going on year 15.
35 years ago. Like 3 years ago.
He's going on what, year 15?
Yeah, he can go on year 80. He's still going to drop 100.
That's big NBA years. And he played college ball. So I'm saying he's getting some rest during the season. When he gets that rest.
Talking about Kevin Durant?
And yeah, Kevin Durant.
He did play in the Olympics.
He's getting some rest during the season. When he gets that rest, Kyrie, there's no Kyrie to get 50, 40, 90 that night. There's James Harden to complain. So yeah. I think that's James, why you get... He won't.
He got to step up. He's got.
I mean, he will step up. But we're talking about James Harden, who will like freak out, will throw his arms up, will be upset, will give up, will And we're talking about a new rule call, too. So that's a whole new thing.
Okay. So Nets, we agree they both will end up looking good, but we disagree on how they gonna get there. We got to get an honorable shout out. If anybody was watching the WNBA, the championship was tonight. My girl Candace Parker, oh, my boo dang, she got another ring.
Relax.
CP3 of the WNBA, the GOAT Diana Taurasi, she went down. Great game. It was good to watch. Ready for NBA now.
Yeah, brought it home to Chicago. Very exciting
to
see.
Chi-town.
Yeah, very excited.
Left
to see.
LA. She left LA, went back home.
For sure.
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher,
are you the
man.
Problem?
He is the problem. He's been a problem for many franchises. Utah, OKC. No, I'm just kidding.
Glad you didn't say LA though. I like that.
Yeah, no. I like what he did in LA.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, big shout out to Chicago. Big shout out to Candace for doing that. Big shout out to the NBA players.
KFC. She got MVP. I can't leave her. KFC got MVP.
Yeah, she has a beautiful photo of her like looking down at the player. So it's
I know. I thought about throwing that up there.
You need to. That's an iconic photo. That's too iconic. But yeah, so big shout out to the NBA players showing out and showing their support.
Yes.
I do like, regardless of this is a good positive thing that came out of the loss of Kobe, and that was everybody turning out for WNBA appearances a lot more than they did in the past, hopefully getting them more notoriety in the future and more money. And so that's what they're lobbying for. And so we hope that they get that, you know.
Hey man, to that. Shout out to that. You're right about that. All right, Tuesday. NBA is back.
It's back.
Finally.
Man.
We got Bucks against the Nets. We got Lakers versus the Warriors with that boy Steph Curry putting on a little weight, looking good.
Okay.
Predictions right now. Go.
Yeah, Warriors winning in the blowout.
What?
Yeah.
I think the headphones too tight, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I've been looking at preseason. And I know it doesn't mean anything to you, and I know it doesn't mean anything to anybody. So
okay.
I'm saying, with what I've seen and with the roster that I've seen not playing at the Warriors and the tune-ups that I've seen of the Lakers trying to get into, I don't think the first game is when they have it close to figured out. So I think what happens is the first half remains close. The second, third quarter, Warriors kind of pull away. Fourth quarters, they pull away. And then at the end of the game, you're hearing the conversation and the interviews of just one game. You know, we're still figuring it out. This is nothing. Laker Nation, this ain't nothing. You know, we going to come.
Is you under Cole LeBron? Is that feel like?
Yeah, for sure. And so like that's how I feel. And everybody's going to be like, yo, this is nothing. You heard LeBron, this ain't nothing. And I don't see it the same way. So I do feel like, it's going to be a blowout, but it won't be anything to freak out about because they're a playoff team.
Okay. Let me unpack that before we get to the Nets game.
For sure.
I got us starting off slow. I got us going into halftime down by six. But I do have us coming out of halftime, hitting the ground running. When in doubt,
where are they playing?
LeBron, nobody can guard.
LA or Golden State?
LA. It's a wrap. And this is the first time.
It's going to be a close game the whole way.
Laker fans have been there. Bro, you know how long it's been? We ain't been there since before the bubble.
You better hope Brody don't shoot.
We got rebounders if he do.
I'm saying, like, if he do what he did in Washington, which is kind of just go to the hoop and get the triple dub, he's good. But he's in LA now. And he gonna try to shoot because he you know, he saw Kobe tweet, you know, he got Mamba blood in him. He saw that Kobe tweet, Mamba blood in him, Westbrook. So he like, oh, I'm Kobe. He gonna start shooting. And that's not what LA needs. LA needs a 9-for-12 night from Russell Westbrook of a triple double.
That's not happening. So I can't even say that's gonna happen. That's not his game. But I can take
it is, it can be.
I could take 8-for-18. I could take that.
Yeah, I can take it too, but that's his efficiency. I don't know. He could go 8.
That's what I'm saying.
He could go 7-for-27. Like, you know, he could go either or, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
I'm curious to see this whole AD at the 5, what the lineup is going to be, if it's going to be Bazemore, Trevor Ariza's out. THT is out. So we're dealing with a few injuries, but I'm glad they happened in the beginning. So either
that's what I'm saying, man. I don't think you guys got enough offense.
Wow. Disrespectful.
Yeah, there's no way you have enough offense. AD's not tuned up for 40 points tonight. Like, he ain't gonna get
40. He has to be.
I know.
We talked about this last season.
He hasn't shown me that yet. And I can't
He hasn't.
That guy when you were more of that guy in the Pelicans jersey. You haven't gave me
that was a different beast.
40-point nights. Yeah. So if you get him as a top tier dog, oh yeah, for sure. But if it's like LeBron's the top scorer at the night, Russ is the top scorer, you're never winning that game.
No, we need AD to average 30. We need AD to be a top three.
I don't think he is.
Well, that's the only way we get to the championship. LeBron can't be the number one.
I agree. But Russ, he thinks he is. Russ is like, I'm number one. I know it says number zero, but that's because I come before number one. Like, he's ready. Like, Russ is ready.
Boy, it's one. It's a zero.
I know, man.
All right, so I got Lakers winning by 3. You got them getting blown out by 7?
I got them getting blown by, it ends up being a 12-point spread. Because fourth quarter, you know, they sat the Hall of Famers.
Wow. Okay. Let's go Nets, Bucks. This is interesting because I know Giannis been listening to ESPN. Bro, this whole entire summer, they ain't talking about the Bucks. Not one guy. I ain't never seen somebody win the championship, but they don't talk about the champion. That's disrespectful. They brought everybody back. Mm-hmm. They got better. Giannis, we see, is in his bag. He's practicing. And the sky is the limit for them. They're playing with house money right now, truthfully. You know what I mean? Because now they're back doing the underdogs, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Who you got winning this game?
I got... This is the game that, like, Harden got to show you something. KD got to show you something.
Yes, he does.
And the thing is that the Bucks, I give more championship grit than I give the Raptors. When they came off their season. So when the Raptors came off their season, they were balling. I mean, they were about top two after the championship
season.
They
came out hot.
Yeah, so to me, I think the Bucks will come out hotter than that. I think the Bucks are more chiseled. I think there's something about that.
12-0 run?
10-2. But I see them being chiseled. I see them being oiled. So I don't see that one-on-one game working on them because they're a team. They're coming like a team this season. And
the Nets, team D.
Yeah, the Nets are trying to figure it out. So this is a playoff game for them. And the Nets, this is an expedition. You know, I can't say it right now, but you got it.
You got that Ford Expedition.
I know, you know. That Ford Expedition. Yeah, man, but like.
Body.
But yeah, so like this is just like one of those games that you got to figure out the chemistry, and I don't know if they got that figured out. And they're not going to attack it like that. They ain't got that killer mentality. But Giannis trying to prove something.
He's ready, bro. And I'm a piggyback on that because I agree. I got the Bucks winning handsomely. I think it'll start off like the first quarter. It'll be a little shaky. Yeah. Second quarter, I do think KD will just say, fuck it, give me the rock.
Of course. And we'll see,
and where, we're gonna have to see
where it falls.
Bingo.
Right there.
Bingo. That's where we're going to see where will Steve Nash say, hey, we can't win like that. We need this. We need that. Because the X's and O's are not there for the team.
Well, they can't
playing
win
off of star talent. And you need X's and O's. You need X's and O's and defense. Star talent just don't win it anymore.
I know LeBron foaming at the mouth. He like, man, I would rather trade Westbrook for Simmons or Kyrie.
He don't want Kyrie no more.
He would. LeBron, you got him messed up. He love any dude with talent. Any talent.
That's a fact. That's
he
a
don't
fact.
Care. He don't care about
the why mess. You disrespecting the bro? That's the MVP.
I love the Brody. And you know, me, I'm in LA, so I feel like he is like a Los Angeles cornerstone. Like, I feel like
he is. Hey,
we need him on the team. He need to retire a Laker.
Yes. But, and he will.
Yeah, but with that, you going to tell me that LeBron don't want to move him like a chess piece on the board? Like, bro, LeBron,
he wanted him.
He wanted him when he didn't know Kyrie was, didn't know Ben Simmons was, man. I mean, because they would never got this package, but they would have never got it for a Kuzma package. That's the reality.
Yeah. Financially, we ain't
you
have
see
nothing.
Kuzma lately?
Yeah. I saw him. He can't even guard a parked car.
Yeah, we got to get Kenny on the show and let him tell me some false stuff about Kuzma because I needed some false belief.
I like where you're going with that because I agree. Because Kuzma going to do the same shit he did. Bro, I looked on House of Highlights. They were like, Kuzma, look at all these threes. I'm looking at the comment section. They said, wait till the next game when he go 1-for-20.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough. You do.
Sure enough. That's it. So you got the Nets losing, right?
I got them losing. I got the Bucks with that championship grit kind of edging it out. Probably about 5-point spread. I mean, or I don't see KD and Harden being benched in the game. I don't see them like sitting on the bench in the fourth.
I think it'd end up being five or seven. Mm-hmm. And they're getting them rings tomorrow. You know when Giannis get that ring? Ooh. That boy is going to look down at it.
He's making like this face. When he get the ring.
He's smiling from ear to ear. And he going to say, I want another. I already know it. That's what he's going to say.
And they in Milwaukee, right? So my cousin going to be in the building? Yeah, they winning. They winning that one. Milwaukee winning that one.
Yep. We getting into that crazy, that barbershop talk that we always talk about. Top 10 of all time in an order.
Yeah. Okay, so this is crazy.
It's spicy.
So this derives from the NBA 75 that's been going around. So on Twitter, there's been
anniversary.
Yeah, coming up with their personal mock 25. I saw that trending, and this ain't even like really my personal to unpack it. Like, I wouldn't say it's like, oh, my favorite, like, because AI would be in there. You know what I mean? Like if we're talking that, I'm really talking about with my biblical NBA factual knowledge, you know, like the NBA Bible. I'm going off of, all right, these stats are undeniable. Like if this person's number one and we know these championships, I'm still not going to put them, you know, so that's where I'm. And then a little bit of heart in there. So let's pray the heart don't mess you up. So Lamar, give me your 10, man. In order, real quick.
This is in order. Mm-hmm. And I know our criteria are different because we've talked about these in the past. So number one, number 23, from North Carolina, MJ. Number two,
yes,
the Black Mamba. Shout out my boy, Black Mamba, 2-4 on the shirt. I'm the greatest on that. We going number three, LA Bron. Number four, Magic Johnson. Number five, Kareem. Number six, Bill. Don't even need the last name, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Number six. Number seven. I didn't want to put him there, but out of respect, I had to have him in my top 10. Mm. Tim Duncan, the greatest power forward of all time. Mm-hmm. San Antonio's greatest player of all time. Then I'm going to go Larry Bird. Ooh-wee.
Tim Duncan kind of high for me. Tim Duncan's high for me. Keep going.
Okay. Shaquille O'Neal coming in at number 9.
Okay.
The big Aristotle.
Okay.
Shaq Diesel, Superman, number 10, rounding it off.
Yeah.
Kevin Slim Reaper Durant.
Ooh.
Potentially cracking the top 7 if he wins one more ring.
Mm.
That's my top 10.
That's really good. That's a good top. That's a good top.
Nah, I'm curious to hear yours. I know it's going to be close to the same, but I want to know where you're at.
It's close. And my top 4, it changes every 4 years. It's like a presidency.
Yeah.
But here's what I wrote down to the best of my knowledge. And, you still shake and you still be like, I don't know. But one is MJ.
Okay.
Two is going to surprise people. It's LBJ.
No, that's not. I mean, he was interchangeable with Kobe.
Yeah, but three is Kareem. Four is Kobe.
Okay.
Five is Magic. Six is Bill.
Okay.
Seven, Bird. Eight, Wilt. You know how I feel about Wilt.
Wilt, I know. And I was going to have Wilt in my top 10, but he didn't win enough rings based upon his own talent. That's why I didn't have
for top sure. 10. But then that's why he's above Shaq, who's 9, because he still had more talent than Shaq.
Shaq could have been the greatest big man of all time if he had that work ethic. Kobe said that.
That's brute strength. I said he had more talent than Shaq. This mic's on.
I got him at number 9. That's why.
I know. But you saying the greatest big man using his brute strength. Still, if Wilt was great, still would have been more talented. And he was stronger.
Couldn't
possibly.
He was definitely stronger. Number 10, so, I want to know this one.
Duncan.
Okay. Duncan. Okay.
He to me, and remember, 11, I have Kareem, 12, Big O, 13, KD, 14, Malone, 15, Irvin, Julius.
Hold on, you have Kareem 11. I thought you said you had Kareem.
Kareem's 11. Mm-hmm.
You didn't have him in your top 4?
No. That's, I'm sorry, Hakeem, my bad, Hakeem. Hakeem's
okay,
11.
I'm like, damn, bro, you need to scrap this list.
No, I was shipping. Yeah, I'm shipping. Hakeem is 11 right after Duncan.
That's where I'm at. I got Kareem right. See, Hakeem, I think Kevin Hakeem just surpassed.
Yeah.
Hakeem just went underneath Kevin.
Hakeem the Dream is what messes me up with Kareem. That's why I'm keep saying it.
Kareem.
So, for me.
And then Oscar Robertson?
Big O is 12. Big O is 12. Then I have KD 13. Okay. I have Karl Malone 14, and then Julius Irvin 15.
Karl Malone?
Man, you got to look up those stats and what he did, man. You lucky John Stockton, he probably coming in at 17. Those Utah days, they did crazy. People want to sleep
they
on
did
them.
Do crazy.
But my brother was a fan of the Utah Jazz when in the MJ days in the 90s. So I knew what they were doing. So just to summarize, 1, 2, 3, 4, MJ, LBJ, Kareem, and Kobe, 5, 6, 7, 8, Bill, 5, 6, 7, 8, Magic, Bill, Bird, Wilt, 9, 10, Shaq, and Duncan.
Okay, let me run mine back real quick. MJ, Jelly Bean, Kobe Bean, Bryant,
like that.
LBJ, Magic, so...
Magic is
interchangeable, but you had Magic number 5. I got Magic
because
Magic is the greatest point.
You got him above Kareem, though?
5 rings.
You got him above Kareem?
Because he won a ring. He won a ring playing center.
Yeah, but.
Playing center, he won the ring, bro.
Nah, starting center.
It's no disrespect. That's a big dog. That's a big dog right there.
Yeah.
Then obviously Kareem, then Bill, then Tim, Larry.
Tim's Shaq high for me
Daddy.
Still.
Tim
got
Tim
5
for me is,
and
he got 5.
He got it over a span that people haven't got it over, like in different basically times, like generations, times, like
decades.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So him doing that, you can put him wherever, but for me, I'm like, oh, that's high. But like, you can honestly, you have
anywhere between six case. And 10.
Yeah.
6 and 10 for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Shaq and Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant, like I said, could crack the top 7 if he got another ring.
That's what's keeping him out for me. He don't got enough hardware.
Yeah, I need one more ring.
And you leave
one more ring, though.
You leaving Curry just because he's going to always have one more than you is going to bite you if you don't get another one.
Right. Right. But it's still, I mean, looking at the top 15 greatest players of all time, that's still amazing. You know what I mean? But
yeah, he made my list. He's 13 to me.
Facts. Okay. I want to get into some hot takes.
Go for it.
Spicy, caliente, boom. Mm-hmm. Off the top of the dome. Best dunker of all time.
For me, Vince Carter.
Vince Carter. Give me two honorable mentions.
Two honorable mentions definitely has to be, you know, of course, that Shannon Brown dunk. That was the dunk, the Kobe reaction, the Powell reaction, the fact that it
no, that was the block.
The block. Okay, so I'm talking the block. Yeah. We know the dude got hops, but I'm saying the fact that it didn't count, yeah. And it should have counted. That was an honorable mention for me, just off string bunnies, like okay, straight bunnies.
Shannon Brown.
But for me also, Gerald Green, Nets jersey, high flyer.
Houston.
Yeah, so that was big. I like young boys, so anytime Nate Robinson got up, and you know, okay, for some reason blocks are in my head when we're talking about dunks. I'm thinking about the Yao blocks. I'm thinking about those big boys getting up. And I got to think about, but in-game dunker for me is, I don't think I've seen anybody do. Kobe's had some great highlights. Yes, I can watch Kobe highlights all day. And honorable mention, okay, T-Mac. T-Mac has had more
highlights. I was waiting. I was
had more highlights
T-Mac
than need to be talked about. T-Mac was putting dudes on posters for like a whole 4 years, disrespectfully.
Okay.
So yeah, there we go.
Okay, so mine, in-game dunker.
In-game.
I'm going to go Vince as well for greatest dunker of all time.
Yeah.
Three honorable mentions. Kobe Bean, number 8.
He good.
People forget that, but unless you were young, or I guess unless you were old like us, you don't know Fro Bean that was dunking on Dwight, that was dunking on Yao, that was reversing.
I'm talking windmills. And then holding your arm on the way back. Like, I'm talking.
Yeah. Like, I just pulled my arm out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Blake Griffin. Them Clipper days, Blake Griffin as an in-game dunker was nuts when Jamal Crawford would throw it in between his legs and he would catch that bit. Die!
It was nuts.
I'm going to go.
Then I raise you DeAndre Jordan. Because that one on Brandon Knight was too nasty. That
correct.
Brandon Knight one when he just flattened him.
Well, I can give you more Blake's than DeAndre's.
Yeah, but there's no way DeAndre should have even been on the highlights. Like, there's no, he was a center that shouldn't have even been there, and he was getting as many as Blake. So I was like, I raise you, DeAndre. Because people act like he's so washed right now that he ain't never have a heyday.
No, so. I know. He had a heyday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in-game dunkers. I'm going to go Jason Richardson. And I got to agree with the Shannon Brown and the Gerald Green. A sneaky one for me, though. You know what? Before I say my sneaky one, my favorite in-game dunk by Vince Carter was when he was in the Nets jersey, I think, and they were playing against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he dunked on Zoe when he caught the boom, boom. Gah! Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, this man is it. Go ahead.
Yeah, one honorable mention is Dwayne Wade, because I just had the Varejao dunk when LeBron misses a dunk and he comes back, hoopah, and then walks over him. That's crazy.
The Kendrick Perkins one as well.
And so I want to also ask you, after you give me your finish up your context, who's the future, your future in-game dunkers? Because there's some coming out. So
my last sneaky one is Russ the Brody. In-game dunker, that boy, I don't know how he didn't break his wrist. I ain't gonna lie to you, because them OKC days, my Lana. Like,
yo, he is going to go down as one of the greatest point guards that we've ever seen.
Especially athletic.
Athletically, for sure. And how his body has held up compared to Derrick Rose.
That's a fact.
We got to talk about it more. But futuristically, you got to project. Like, if you can see yourself in the future, now I'll go off the strength. I'll go off of my top three are going to be John Morant, number one.
Okay.
That dude's taking bodies already and trying things that I'm like, only a country boy would try. And then
he tries.
Yeah. He hasn't landed them, but the dude that landed the body was Anthony Edwards. He took that Asian man with him in Toronto. Poof, laid him on. Like, he took his whole body. And I said, that boy, he country mean.
Put the chalk around him.
He country mean. And then, obviously, Zion's an honorable mention. You can't act like Zion's not going to bring the rim down. He can. Okay. We're just waiting for it.
Okay. So, Anthony Edwards, number one. Over Ja, hands down, because Ja, we think Ja's dunks are sexy because he's under 6'5".
Yes.
So he has that short, bouncy.
But Anthony Edwards under 6'5", too, isn't he?
No, he grew. He said he grew like 6'6".
He lied.
I don't know.
He lied. He a country boy. He like, yeah, I grew to 6'6". Nah, you 6'3".
So I got him one. I got Ja two. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a Zion hater. I'm not going to put Zion in there. I'm leaving Zion out. I'm going to keep LaVine in. And until Zion loses 35 pounds, then I'll put him back in.
Yeah, Zion heavy set, but to me, you are a conundrum to be loving Jason Tatum and be hating Zion.
Ooh.
I guess two Duke boys can't win at once. Two Duke boys in your life can't win at once.
Bingo. But
if we're talking Duke boys, I'm gonna choose Zion because I don't like Tatum. I don't like his game.
You don't like Tatum. I know you don't. I don't dislike Zion. I just wish he
his work ethic.
To work in.
Yeah, and I just like Bingo. Tatum's output and the fact that we call him a superstar and he don't put up superstar numbers.
Okay.
Like, he probably scraped 23 points last season. Like, just his first 25-point game season.
He did. He had 25 last year.
Yeah, first one. And we're like, yay, superstar. I'm like, oh, only because you're in the Celtics uniform. But he did have that 50. He had a 50 ball. And I think that was like, you know, putting his name in numbers of like.
In the record book.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what I like. That's what I like. So you do that another year.
That's what you wanted to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see that in the first 3 years when we were talking about that, you know, not now. So.
Okay. The last hot take, Popovich, we just heard last week, got 1 to 2 years. I think it's 1 year if they get smoked and don't make it out the playoffs. He needs 20 wins to become the most winningest coach of all time. Do I think, or do you think he's the greatest coach of all time? I think I'm going to just put him as a tie with Phil. But you know what's tricky with Phil? Phil arguably played with the best one and two shooting guard of all time. He played with another top 10 in Shaq, and he played with a top 25 in Pippen. And Rodman is probably top 50. So it's not like Phil ain't had help. And if I go off of Pop, Mano is a dog, but he's not top 50. Tony Parker is not top 50. And if we go off of actually nurturing and like manifesting unknown people, making them longevity pieces, that's what Pop did. And he built a culture of winning. You know what I mean? So I would put him neck and neck. Where you at?
Yeah, no. He's holding on for it, for the 20 wins so he can get the winningest all time. But you can't win 6 with MJ and then win 5 with Kobe and say that because you stretched out Duncan and somebody's big 3 when the Bulls management broke up Phil Jackson took an all-star in Pippen and said, you're going to be with the greatest. And we're going to get Rodman from the Spurs. Like, the Spurs had Rodman too. So if all Pop, if all Pop is doing is watching, failing them and stretching it over a decade, you don't win. I think for me, I think it's hands
then,
down.
Then he still, I thought he stole him from Detroit. Didn't he steal him from Detroit?
He went from Detroit, bounced to the Spurs, bought out with the Spurs because the Spurs didn't want him because he was crazy. And then that's when the Bulls picked him up. So the Bulls took him and he was making numbers in the Spurs, like rebounding numbers. He still got record books.
Yeah.
And so you let that go because Pop couldn't coach him. And then he goes with Phil and Phil coaches him. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. No, you're not the greatest coach of all time. And then you,
you have him too.
Yeah, I have him too because you didn't play in the, you didn't coach the Olympics well. You didn't even, you held on for the Olympics and let your franchise go to poverty, let Aldridge get a buyout, let DeRozan just walk.
Marinated in your soul.
I know the Spurs. And so you let it go and just so you can hang on for the Olympics. And then once you do the Olympics, you got 1 to 2 years. No, you got one once you rake this 20 wins up and you leave it. How do I know? Because you let Patty Mills go or you would have signed him because that's your guy. So really, he's
that
running
his guy.
He's that running the Spurs organization to the ground, holding on for this winningness all time. And he's not even going to, he don't got the soul for it. Phil Jackson went into two franchises and just raked up 5 and 6 and said, give me another one. Let me do the Knicks. He was like, he was taking on. He was taking on the challenges.
And what did he do with the Knicks?
Draft Porzingis. When everybody thought he would, that dude was a scrub, and that dude was a 7'3" stud called the Unicorn, balling in New York.
Where?
And then he drafted Frank Ntilikina, and then he left, and then all that stuff. You know, I know what Phil Jackson.
So are you putting Phil's tenure with the Knicks in the mix?
No. He's a horrible exec. If we're talking just if we're talking just coaching, because he still bodies Pop, and then add the tenure. He still bodies Pop by a hair because he was actually an exec. So you can't give.
I'm not disagreeing, but I'm.
I just don't think that you riding Tim Duncan and trying to get him from not leaving to go to Orlando and all that stuff.
You could say Phil rode Kobe and Jordan.
You can't ride two people. You can't you can ride one. You can't ride both.
You get experience from riding the first.
Yeah. So one of them, I'm not even saying him and Jordan, I think him and Jordan built it together. And I think he was coaching Kobe about what he did. So I think when Phil came, he was a bushy eyed tail coach. Nobody knew who he was. He just had the spiritualness. Yes. In Chicago, the start of his tenure. And so with that, I don't think that's a coincidence. It's ironic two times. I think it's ironic one time with Pop and you holding on and then Kawhi Leonard leaves. That's ironic. But if this happened two times with Phil, we got to say something. If you bring Phil back to get another two-peat, we got to talk something different.
Okay.
If you do three-peats in your career and Phil and Pop hasn't done one, we talking something different. We ain't talking ironic and coincidental. We talking about a formula. If you got a 6'6" build with the MJ mentality, you might be able to get a couple of chips. That's what with Phil Jackson.
That's still. So
because the end of Pop's career, he's not handling it well. Like Phil can sour an executive in New York all day and we'd be like, yeah, that was really a stain. But somebody's got to talk about Pop in these last 4 years since Kawhi left. And you trade.
That's not how I go. They're not going to do that.
I know. So I will. here we go. So he ain't going to get 1-1 with Phil. Nah, you 1A, 1B.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but the 1B is like a 1C. It's like 1A, 1C, and there is no
B minus. I can agree with the B minus because I like the culture that he brought them.
I do. And I love the sustainability of it. But something went fishy with Kawhi and nobody want to talk about it. I remember Parker, Manu, and Tim all trying to talk to Kawhi, and that's what soured it. So nobody want to talk about
it.
The injury management, but guess what happened?
They tried to talk to him.
Why'd you say exactly? And then Parker because said what? Parker said I had the same injury and I came back in 3-4 weeks. That's somebody telling you to. Why is not
go like that? So one could argue that Phil gets out before it gets bad, because let's not forget what he did to LA. He bounced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Jeannie made the phone call and said, "Hey, Phil, we need you."
Mm-hmm.
And come back. And yes, they did win 2 rings. Well, went to 3. Kobe should have had 6.
Exactly.
But Boston mopped the floor with us. You know what I mean? But he don't stay when it's dark.
Yeah.
He stay when it's light.
Exactly.
But so I guess I can't blame him for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a little genius in that too as well. Like, people usually leave when the time gets good or when they're on top. And then they can always come back and then hone them back to championship. So that's what Pop didn't do.
Stay on top.
Pop stayed for the Olympics. And so that's an issue that I have when you had nobody in your roster. You can't let LaMarcus just walk and then come back. And you just bought him out with nothing for the franchise. That's ridiculous.
He's a bum.
But that's who you were building your franchise around this whole time.
It was.
Then you traded. So you can't have not nobody and then say, "Oh yeah, he was just a bum. We didn't even get a." I would have traded him and anybody for Ben Simmons right now. You know, let's just stuff.
You would have traded them all for LaMelo.
Talk about it, and then we'll talk about the Warriors organization still being ranked as one of the top organizations, yet they fumbled LaMelo. We haven't seen Wiseman, and we haven't even, like, they just waived Bradley. So I hope LA signs him.
We don't want that, man. He's a bum, bro.
He's no bum. Well, he's a bum for the franchise. Yeah, he treats your guys just wrong. He treats you guys like secondhand citizens. He'd be like, "I don't want y'all. I ain't playing for y'all. But I'm gonna come back now. Give me a ring." he treats you guys like secondhand citizens. Yeah, he needed to go somewhere. He needed to get waived. He needed to get humbled.
I just want to say, he may be the only person to leave LA and things don't work out for him. Usually people leave LA and then their life turns bliss.
Not Kuzma. He left,
then got cut.
Not Kuzma.
At least we paid him the bag, though. We paid him the bag.
Well, yeah, and he left with a ring.
So, in his eyes, if he don't win another championship, he got more than well.
Do you think he will?
No, bro, no. But he'll average 20 a game this year.
Oh, no.
He's shooting 30 shots.
Yeah, that's why I take 15 points and under. Like, I know how much he's shooting, but I'm going to take 15.
He's shooting like Melo this year, bro. Melo. Yeah,
but Melo, all right, we talk about that.
We're going to see. Okay. So I need y'all to like and subscribe to the channel. Big Dog Talk right there. Boom. We out here. Season 3, episode 1. We out here late night grinding. I appreciate you, brother.
Yes,
till next week. Gang, gang.
Peace.